Today's volley in the Washington budget wars was a speech by President Obama. The president offered a mix of spending cuts and some tax increases to reduce the federal deficit. He spent roughly the first half of the speech rebutting House Republicans' plan to do the same thing. And Mr. Obama also took a few moments to address what he's heard from some of his fellow Democrats who've been critical.
If we truly believe in a progressive vision of our society, we have an obligation to prove that we can afford our commitments. If we believe the government can make a difference in people's lives, we have the obligation to prove that it works by making government smarter and leaner and more effective.
Well, are Mr. Obama's ideas about the federal budget likely to rally liberal Democrats? We're going to ask former Vermont governor and former Democratic National Committee chairman Howard Dean what he thinks. Welcome to the program once again.
Robert, thank you for having me on.
And let me ask you, do you think that President Obama has made a clear response to, say, what Congressman Paul Ryan has put out there about how to address budget problems, Medicare, Medicaid?
I do. Let me just say, I totally agree with the statement that you played in the opening clip. You cannot have a progressive leadership of any kind unless you can balance the budget. We can argue about, is now the time, the recession, but the fact is, if you can't balance the books, you can't have a progressive vision of America because you can't pay for any of it in the long run. There are going to be some tough short-term things that have to be done and some long-term things that have to be done. But Paul Ryan's program is hocus pocus. What he's basically doing is not changing Medicare. He's getting rid of Medicare. His proposal essentially is to turn over everybody over 65 to the tender mercies of the health insurance companies. That's not the right way to reform health care. The health insurance companies take 20% out of every dollar and put it in their own pockets. Thirdly, the president addressed tax increases. 60% of the deficit in 2019, according to the CBO, is because of the Bush tax cuts. 60%. You know, that creates a marker, that is. If you're serious about deficit reduction, you can't keep giving tax cuts to the oil companies and people making $1 million a year and solve the deficit problems.
Well, President Obama said today that he extended President Bush's tax cuts for wealthy Americans because that was the only way to get tax cuts, continued tax cuts for the middle class. I won't do that again, he said. Can liberals believe him, or do you just assume that come December 2012, there'll be a repeat of what happened in December 2010, which is a reluctant president will agree to keeping the Bush tax cuts?
I'm going to say what I'm about to say as a person who looks at balanced budgets, not as a progressive. The truth is that not only are the tax cuts for people who make $1 million a year incompatible with balance in the budget, the middle class tax cuts that President Obama is defending that George Bush put in are not compatible with the balanced budget. We need to go back to the Clinton era tax cuts, which I might add was a much better economic time for America. Everybody has to pay more taxes. We have to cut programs and we have to cut defense. And if you don't do all four of them, you cannot balance the budget within and have a reasonable country that we can be proud of.
But does that mean that the 2012 election will include a pledge by Democrats and President Obama, we will impose a tax increase in January 2013.
Well, the last person to do that was Walter Mondale, and his campaign was over the day he announced that. So I don't think we're going to hear that. What the president's trying to do, and I agree with this, is trying to get a solution before the election. That is, where everybody has to give something. If the Republicans insist on getting rid of Medicare and cutting Social Security, it's not going to happen. If the Democrats insist on just cutting defense and raising taxes, that's not going to happen. You've got to do some of both. And I think that's what the president's trying to do, and that's the responsible thing.
Following the tax bill from December, the extension of the Bush tax cuts, and then the spending cuts that were just agreed to avoid a government shutdown, do liberals have some reason to be dismayed by how well President Obama can carry their banner, or how much he intends or wants to carry their banner?
Well, look, the answer is yes, of course. You can't cut programs for seniors and for children, as was just done, or limit women's reproductive health care options, as was just done in this budget, and meanwhile cut taxes for people who make $1 million a year. That's a Republican program. They are the ones that care about people who make $1 million a year in corporations, and they don't care much about anybody else. It's been perfectly obvious by the legislative programs. But the fact of the matter is that we do, in fact, have to do all of them, and that the president was digging himself out of a deep hole after two very difficult years. And I think, even though I disagreed with some of the substance of it, that the idea that the president was able to lead after the election and get an agreement was extremely important from a political point of view, and it did, in fact, move the ball down the field in terms of coming to an ultimate solution on the deficit. So, again, politically, I think he did a smart thing. I think there were some good things in the post-election process. There were also some things I didn't agree with. But I think in the long run, we want a Democratic president in this country, and this president is the strongest possibility that we have to retain the presidency.
Howard Dean, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
It's Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont and former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, speaking to us from New Haven, Connecticut.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.